The church isn't dead in Iraq. You can change a child's life forever. And God's Word is helping train women in Ethiopia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iraq's going to try to wrestle control of Mosul away from the Islamic State terror group. They claim they've succeeded in Tikrit. But does that mean refugees can go home? Josh Seal with Open Doors USA says that's pretty unlikely.
They would hear the reports just like we do. They're following the news, and they would hear stories. And I think almost every refugee we met, you know, they dream of going home. They dream of going back to their villages. But there's a reluctance to believe that that's going to happen anytime soon.
Most fled the ISIS advance thinking they'd be gone a week. 9 months later, despair is widespread.
There was a father who said that it's gone beyond just providing my people food. It's about providing my people hope now, because that's what they need.
Open Doors is helping the local church because hope in Christ speaks volumes. Many remnant churches are packed.
They meet every week. The people we met in the church, there was excitement about what is happening in the people and the spiritual openness and what the church is doing.
What you do to help is up to you. You can pray, give, or go. Details at missionnews.org. Next, remember that 10-year-old girl in Iraq who's fighting ISIS with forgiveness? The video on Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is going viral. It's being watched by thousands on Sat7's website, Facebook, and YouTube channel. It even drew the attention of mainstream Arab media, which rarely covers Christian news. Her message of forgiveness is the heart of the gospel. Watch the full video and share it at our website. This is Mission Network News. Imagine the joy of a child in a third world country when they find out they're being sponsored. They could start attending school and work toward their dreams and goals. They'd have a chance at a better and more fulfilling life. Orphan Outreach is sponsoring kids in 7 different countries, and you're invited to join their cause of sharing the love of Jesus with them. You can change a child's life forever. Find your next steps at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, an update on believers in Bangladesh. They were kicked out of their village a few months ago because they were sharing Christ with others. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International recently got an update from Pastor Arjun.
An amazing thing has happened. The village leader has reversed his decision. We are now free to stay and to do ministry as we see fit. We had wonderful prayer support in the past month because this was something that we brought to Mission Network News listeners' attention.
Can you help these believers share their faith with their neighbors? We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
A great way to bless Arjun and his congregation would be to provide Pastor Arjun with a motorcycle. He knows of this one village where there are a few Christians, but no churches. He'd like to work on evangelism and discipleship in that area, but it's a 5-hour walk to get there.
And finally, there are over 30 million girls around the world who aren't being educated. In Ethiopia, 82% of women aged 15 and over are illiterate. Wycliffe Bible Translators is trying to change that with their literacy program for women. Kelly Chestnut with Wycliffe.
The transformation of her heart and mind equips her to take those steps toward needed change in her own lives and in her interactions with her family, with her circumstances. And really, literacy fulfills the promise of Bible translation by making Scripture accessible to all people in a language that speaks to their heart.
Not only will these classes help the women to read and write, but it'll spark a spiritual transformation in these women's lives.
For Wycliffe, it means translating his word into their heart language so that they can access the truth of God's word, so that we see hearts and minds transformed by his word. And in so doing, we see transformation taking place among families, within neighborhoods and communities, and ultimately within cultures and countries.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Persecution is an everyday reality for Christians choosing faith over survival. With your gift to Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Killing Christians link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.